Kitty, and I welcome to A Gal and a Gay. I'm joined by Mick.
I'm here for our special Valentine's Day episode.
Yes, just because Valentine's is in a few days, we're going to do a look at our favorite romantic comedies. This was totally my idea, just to let you know, because I am a woman and I love me some romantic comedies and romantic movies. So that's I just right. thought it would be fun to talk about some of our favorites.
You do love a good rom-com.
I do love rom-coms. I want to go to the rom-com. Do you remember that?
Unhappy Endings.
Unhappy Endings, yeah.
Oh, R.I.P. Happy Endings.
I know. Oh. Anyway, we're just going to go through a list. I have 7 on my list.
Of course you do.
Couldn't narrow it down, so I'm going to just talk about them briefly. So we're just going to go back and forth. I'm going to start with my first one, which is both on our list, The Notebook.
The Notebook. Yeah. Such. It's a classic.
It's a classic it's now. A classic. I agree. I mean, it was... I can tell you when I first saw this movie, when it first came out, I was not interested in seeing it because I was like, oh, it looked so dumb. Like, I just... Because it was Nicholas Sparks and it just, for whatever reason, it looked really cheesy to me and I didn't think I was going to enjoy it. Hmm. And then I went and I was like weeping and instantly loved it. And now I can't stop watching it. So yes, it's right. One of my favorites now.
Well, and I think that's appropriate, I guess, that The Notebook is number 1 on the list because it was actually 10 years ago. It came out 10 years ago. Can you believe that?
Oh my God. 10 years ago already?
Right. Mm-hmm.
God. That yeah. makes me feel so old.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
And Ryan Gosling was still hot.
Oh, he's still super hot. And that's what I love about that. I love him, and I love Rachel McAdams in that movie, mm-hmm. and it's just such a good story. And James Gardner, and...
right, and so Gina
good.
Rollins.
Gina Rollins, yes, so exactly. Good. They're so good, and it's just... It still just gets me every time, so...
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
And it was one of those movies that really helped launch Rachel McAdams, and obviously yeah. Ryan Gosling.
Because... Yeah, definitely. Definitely kicked up their careers for sure, so... Mm-hmm. And now they're both huge megastars, especially Ryan Gosling, so...
Right. And don't we have Ryan Gosling News following us or something like that?
We do.
I think so.
Ryan Gosling News right, following
we'll
us.
We'll give
Ryan himself, but it's, you know, next best
hey,
thing.
Hey, right. Exactly. What, it's 6 degrees? That's not even... Well, maybe. I don't know. That's one way to look at it, I guess. What I'm gonna look through here while you're...
Okay. Yeah. So The Notebook...
For Ryan Gosling G.
Oh.
That's
oh.
the at...
Oh. Well, thanks
Twitter
for hand. Following us, Ryan Gosling News. I love hearing about Ryan Gosling, so thank
yeah,
you.
He's hot.
Super hot. Super hot.
So good.
Okay, so what's on your list here?
Okay, so also on my list, I kind of have my list kind of split up into maybe I have a bromance.
Oh.
I have a bromance on my list.
Oh.
I have a little bit of, I have a movie for the gays out there.
Oh, good.
That's a good one. Also, an oldie but a goodie.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I have one where basically the movie basically sparked an affair between the two leads and broke up a marriage.
Whoa.
And now they have...
Scandalous.
Dozens upon dozens of children. So I'm sure everyone knows who I'm talking about there. But anyway, I guess the first one I want to talk about is 50 First Dates.
Oh, 50 First Dates.
Have you seen that?
Yes, I have seen it. I've seen it a couple times. I wouldn't say it's my favorite movie, but I think it's really cute, so definitely.
I mean, Adam Sandler, obviously he's known for his stupid, stupid
yeah,
movies.
Yeah, definitely.
But I remember back in the day, and this movie also came out in 2004, just like The Notebook.
Oh, Jesus.
So this is kind of a romantic rom.
I remember going
well,
to see it.
Well, obviously rom-com is...
Yeah.
Is a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
The Notebook was not.
No, but it was romantic.
Right.
Yes.
So
yeah.
this is the rom-com version of The Notebook, sort of.
Sort of. Yeah. Sort of. You're right. You
right.
have a point. It's
I
of...
love Drew Barrymore.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Sandler, I can do sort of without.
Yeah.
But I thought he was really funny in this movie. It wasn't completely over the top. I liked the premise. You know, and of course Adam Sandler had. Rob Schneider in it. Also, who I could not stand before this movie, Sean Austin.
Really?
Rudy. I
really
couldn't
didn't like
stand him in
no?
Rudy. Obviously, he moved on to Lord of the Rings,
yes,
and I
yes.
loved him
uh-huh.
in Lord of the Rings. But he was so funny in this movie.
That was pretty funny. I mean, I guess I never really think about Sean Astin, like, ever. So I forgot he was in that movie until
he was pretty hot. Remember, he was, like, always working out. He had the big muscles.
I don't find him attractive.
No. Well, not his character, anyway. He was definitely a goofball.
Yeah, definitely.
The one thing that really surprised me about this movie was how it ended.
Uh-huh.
How you kept thinking, obviously it's a rom-com. Mm-hmm. She's going to get her memory back. She's going, you know, like...
And she doesn't.
And she doesn't.
She doesn't. So
that made me love it even
more.
Every
day he has to, you know, remind her of their life together and how much she loves it and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, it's a cute movie. It definitely is. So I'd say that's a good choice for your list.
Right. Definitely. And they have some really good supporting characters. Maya Rudolph is in it. I don't know if you remember that.
I don't remember that. I haven't seen this in a while. So
Amy Hill, who played Sue, who's gone on to star in many other shows, was so good in this. And she was actually in an episode of Sean Saves the World, which is now canceled.
Yeah, just canceled.
It's now canceled.
Just this week, they said it was canceled. Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd's in it. It's really good. Again, I love Drew Barrymore. I think they did their first movie together that was A Wedding Singer.
Mm-hmm. I do love The Wedding Singer.
50 First Dates. Uh-huh. So, you know, I think they're coming out with another movie together.
I think they might be. I think I read that somewhere. I don't remember much about it, but yeah, I think they are coming. And they are good together, I agree. They have good chemistry, and they are funny together. So,
yeah,
so it's a cute movie, definitely.
Yeah, so that's number two on my list.
Oh, good. Well.
What's next on your list?
Next on my list is a little movie called While You Were Sleeping.
Have
you ever seen it? It has Sandra Bullock and Bill Pullman. And I have been obsessed with this movie since I was, I don't know, 12 or 13, whenever it came out. I absolutely love it. I never get tired of watching it. It's you know, it's one of those movies that I just watch when I'm feeling like sad or something. I don't know. Just when I want to watch something cute and uplifting. I love Sandra Bullock. I love her. She's one of my favorites. And this movie is just so... It's just so cute and heartwarming, and I just love it. Like,
you see that warm, fuzzy feeling.
It really does. It really does. Like, Bill Pullman and the family is so funny. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just because I watched it when I was a kid, and I still am remembering how I felt watching it as a kid, but I love it, so... It is one of my absolutely favorite movies of all time.
Oh, yeah, when you were a kid back in 1995 when I graduated high school. That's nice.
I was 13 in 1995.
I do remember going to see that in the movie theater.
Yeah, so it's one of my favorites. I never get tired of it. It's just so, so good. Sandra Bullock's so good in it, too. So
she is.
I just love it.
Speaking of Miss Sandy Bullock, her movie... is number three on my list, The Proposal.
That's a great one. Oh,
with Ryan Reynolds.
We did see that together. We did. Yeah, we went and saw that. And now I completely forgot about that. But yes,
Betty White?
It's definitely up there too. That's
a
great...
You can't beat Betty White.
A lot
movie.
Of Sandra's movies are probably on my list of favorite rom-coms. She's got... in fact, Hope Floats is on my list,
too. Oh, that's
too.
A good one, too, with Harry Connick.
Great movie. Yeah. Another one of those that I can watch over and over again.
So. Yeah, and again, The Proposal is so funny. You got to see their naked bodies.
Oh, yes.
Pretty hot. That was actually a really funny, funny scene.
Ryan Reynolds, he's really funny, and Sandra Bullock's just a really great comedic actress, and it was a really funny movie. And it's cute, too, so...
And to know that they're really good friends in real life, too, I think that kind of also helps. And obviously, that scene... with Betty White and Sandra Bullock out in the woods dancing to the Balls song.
Yeah, the Balls song.
Oh my God. So so funny. You know, it was probably a little on the, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, most of these kinds of movies are. But, you know, that's what makes them enjoyable. Who really cares? I mean, they're just meant to be... funny movies, entertaining.
Right, so. And, you know, and with rom-coms, I know the guys out there are like, oh my God, I haven't seen the rom-com. I think it's sort of like, I look at them like, they're sort of like children's movies where the parents are going to get dragged there regardless. But there are still
nuggets in there that you'll enjoy. Right. You know, you might not like the whole thing, but yeah. There'll be some things you enjoy. Mm-hmm. I agree completely. Yeah. So
I don't know. I think that's one definitely worth checking out.
Oh, I would have to agree. The Proposal, that's a good choice. That's a good choice. Another one on my list is Pride and Prejudice.
I have never seen that.
The one with Keira Knightley.
Yeah.
I love that movie. I never get tired of it. And I don't know. I don't know why. It's just one of those classic romantic tales that a lot of women do love. And I just love Keira Knightley in that movie too. She's really, it's a really beautiful movie, shot very well. And it's just, again, another one of those movies that I never get tired of watching. My sister and I both really love that movie. So, yeah, it's definitely, it just gets me every time, every time. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, and that Matthew McFadden, I think he was the romantic, her
Mr. Darcy.
Mr. Darcy. Pride and Prejudice. I'm going to have to, I've heard really good things about
you
that.
You should
movie.
Watch it. It's really, that. I mean, if you've ever read the novel, I have read the novel, Pride and Prejudice, and it's, I mean, they talk, you know, they speak like in the film, in the book. So, you know, if you don't like that sort of thing, you're probably not going to like this, but it's, it's a really great little movie.
Isn't there a zombie?
There is. Yes. Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. That's what it's called. And it's fantastic. If you haven't read the book, you need to.
Oh, like, really?
Yes. It's really good. Cause it is. It is just Pride and Prejudice with Zombies, and it's amazing. So it was a really fun read. If you haven't read it, I would recommend it. So.
All right. I'll read that. I'm going to go on vacation here in a few weeks, so I need to build up my my book.
Oh, please, you collection. Need to read it. It's really good.
Huh. All right. Well, next on my list, it was a movie back from 2007. I know you definitely have not seen this. It's called Shelter, and it stars Brad Rowe and Trevor Wright. And it is a gay movie.
Hmm.
It's a gay movie. Really, it's really well done. I don't know if it's necessarily too realistic, but again, it's...
Oh, yeah.
It's not necessarily a rom-com. It's more of a romance, a drama, I guess. Really, really good. I did like it. Brad Rowe... I mean, obviously, the two leads are extremely, extremely hot. There's a little bit of an age difference between the two, but really, really well done. It has a really good supporting cast. In it as well, but I definitely recommend it for any of the gays out there. I think, and probably many of them have already seen it. But and it had this really really good song with it. I should have done a little more homework on this one. It's so good. I actually downloaded the song, but yeah, it was good. What's the genre here? Let me see: drama, romance. In sport, that's what it says here.
We might have to check it out.
It is. It's really good. I mean, it's one of those stories where, again, how many times have the gays watched all of the romantic dramas that, and we can relate for the straight people out there.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, this is a movie that you can relate to as well. And I liked it for a couple of reasons. The Trevor Wright's character Zach. He is not your typical flamboyant gay. He's just kind of a normal kid, and I like that. I like seeing that on screen because I feel like we need to see more of that because it's more the, you know, more the norm. And Brad Rowe is so hot. His character Sean is basically a friend of Zach's. There's a lot of surfing involved. I have no idea. I don't know anything about surfing, but it made me want to go head to the West Coast.
Yeah, Brad Rowe. He's been, I'm looking him up now, and he's been in a few things. Yeah.
He's definitely been in a few things. So
yeah, I remember him.
And he was in The Social Network, too.
Yeah.
So it was good. Looks like he has a lot of stuff coming up. So, but anyway, good movie. I highly, highly suggest
it. Well, I think I will probably check it out.
Yeah, all right.
Why not?
All right, what's next on your list?
Let's see, what is it? I'm going to go with Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, that's a good one.
I love that movie. Again, one of those ones I can't stop watching. And it's just so funny. And, you know, I'm from the South. Texas. You know, Alabama and Texas aren't you know, a lot alike. But, it's all kind of the same. So that's why I kind of identify with it. Just her family down in Alabama being, you know, Southern and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So I love that. And, you know, Reese Witherspoon, so cute and fun. And, you know, Ethan Embry, who I'm a huge fan of Ethan Embry. You know, I was obsessed with him when I was a teenager. My first celebrity crush. One of my first celebrity crushes. So he was in this, and I love that. And I just think it's such a funny movie. And Candace Bergen, who plays her mother-in-law, or, you know, soon-to-be mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. She's really
good. Old Murphy good. Brown. You can't beat Murphy Brown.
You can't beat her. So it's just such a cute little movie. I never get tired of it. And Josh Lucas, who plays her ex-husband.
Oh, yeah.
He's super hot. And, yeah, I just love that movie, so...
Yeah, that is a good one. I remember seeing that one in theaters as well.
Yeah, I watched that probably 3 or 4 times in the theater.
I can't believe it was back in 2002.
I know. God.
12 years ago.
I can't believe this.
12 years ago.
I know. Like, oh my gosh. Ridiculous. Makes me feel so old.
Well, we are getting old.
I know, we are. That's all right.
But no, that is a good one.
Yeah, one of my faves. Mm-hmm. Definitely. So...
All right, next on my list is, I'm going back even further to 1997.
Whoa.
Right?
Yeah.
To My Best Friend's Wedding.
Oh,
Julia
great.
Roberts.
Great choice.
Cameron Diaz, Rupert Everett, which we haven't heard much from him lately.
No, you know, we haven't. I wonder what happened to him.
Dermot Mulroney. So good. And again, I think, you know, this is another movie that I remember watching and I could sort of relate to it, you know. If you've ever been in love with your best friend or someone really close to you. And this was a movie where I think, remembering back in the day, this was like one of those rom-coms where Julia Roberts was obviously the one you were rooting for, but she did such
horrible things. Yeah, absolutely.
So, and I remember reading an interview with her, and she was like, you know, everyone's like, don't take this movie. You just came off of Pretty Woman and Steel Magnolias and all these other movies where you are America's sweetheart. Well, you're not going to be America's sweetheart after this movie because you've done such rotten things in this movie.
You're trying to break them apart. Yeah. And like Cameron Diaz's character is really nice and lovable. And it's like, you feel kind of bad, but then you want, you know, Julia Roberts too.
And, the Dermot's character in here, Michael O'Neill, you know, still kind of leading.
Well, yeah.
Julianne.
Yeah. Absolutely. On. Yeah. A little bit. Yeah.
But, and then of course, you know, you can't beat Rupert Everett. I mean, he came in and stole.
Oh, he's so great.
Every
in this
scene.
Movie. Yeah. Absolutely hilarious in this movie. Especially when he's like playing her boyfriend and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's really funny.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely.
Just came to town to fuck. So, and then just in the scene, the interaction with him and Cameron Diaz was
priceless. I mean, that's a great movie too. Mm-hmm. I agree. I think I watched that a few months ago just because it was on Netflix, and it's I never get tired of it either. It's one of those. Yeah, absolutely.
And it is one of those movies. I remember watching it and I don't even think I was 20 at the time. I was pretty close, but it's one of those movies where, you know, you watch something and it kind of helps you kind of form an idea of what an actual relationship is. You know, like that scene where Michael was running after Kimberly and Julia Roberts was running after him. Uh-huh. And then Julia Roberts is on the phone with George, Rupert Everett.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, okay, so Michael's chasing Kimberly. You're chasing Michael. Who's chasing you?
Yeah.
And it's like,
I know. Oh,
my God.
Oh,
no one's chasing you. Like, but again, it's like that hit of reality.
Yes,
it's
like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this?
I think I could relate
to
that.
I think
I
can. Ask me too. Absolutely. Right. Where you have this idea in your head where...
Right.
And it's
not reality.
And it's not reality. And it's never going to be. Mm-hmm. You know, you just got to stop. You got to let it go. Absolutely. So...
Right. So anyway, My Best Friend's Wedding... I will probably watch that this week.
Ooh.
For sure. I love that movie. So,
actually, on my list is another Julia Roberts movie.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Notting Hill. Again, another one of those movies that I can just watch over and over again. Yeah. I love Notting Hill. Love, love, love this movie. I love Hugh Grant and I love Julia Roberts, and them together was just, it's so great. So I love Hugh Grant in this movie. I mean, he's likable in almost everything he's in. He's Hugh Grant. But, you know, in this one, it's like he's such a nice guy. And he, like, you know, he falls in love with this movie star. And she kind of treats him like a jerk at times. Yeah. But it all kind of works out. And
And that was another movie where, again, she is not America's sweetheart.
No, she is not. No, she, I mean, she is. But, I mean, she kind of, you know, she leads him on a little bit, and then, you know, there's the scene where he goes up to her hotel room and her boyfriend's there, you know, Alec Baldwin's her boyfriend in this movie, and she didn't tell him that, well, I guess they were kind of broken up, but she didn't, you know, she didn't mention that, like, hey, I have a boyfriend, so. But what I also like about this movie is, too, is she, you know, she, as the, as this famous movie star, then she, you know, she's trying to be a regular person with all these regular people, and she, you know, she's like, I've had to diet for, like, the past 20 years, and I've had surgery to look nice, you know.
Oh,
so,
right.
So, you know, she kind of, gives an introspect into what it's like to be in the public eye all the time. So, yeah.
Yeah. I will admit, I'm not a huge Hugh Grant fan.
No, not
and
a Hugh Grant.
I wasn't really a big fan of this movie.
Really? No, hell, you know.
I was, and I think it was, you know, sometimes you go into a movie expecting a real rom-com. And then the people are just, they're kind of awful. You know? Like, oh. I mean, that's real life.
That is real life.
Sometimes
that
you want to escape real life.
That is true.
I think I was in that point where I wanted to kind of escape real life. And but I don't know. I remember watching. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know.
No, I get it. No, it's all right. I mean, I get that. I don't know. I love Hugh Grant. Maybe it's because Hugh Grant was really popular when I was in my formative teenage years. So maybe that's why I still have
sort
of.
You're calling me old again. Thank you.
I hadn't quite grown up in an adult yet.
I did like About a Boy. I mean, I
do like About
the
Boy. Yes, so that's a great movie too. Absolutely.
But yeah. So but there, it was. I think their roles were departures from other roles that they've had. So, you know, again, you kind of go in expecting America's Sweetheart, and it wasn't that all that. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know. It's just one of my favorite movies. Can't never get tired of watching it. So,
yeah,
definitely it.
Okay, so next on my list is sort of a romantic movie, kind of. Kind of romantic.
Kind of.
Violent.
Yeah, pretty violent.
You know, not every relationship is the same. It can't be all flowers
and
candies.
That's very true. I mean, some people...
Right. Some people want to kill each other.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I think some of us can relate.
Yeah.
Not me. But some people. Mr. and Mrs. Smith is the next on my list. I love this movie. And this is one you probably didn't care for too
much. I didn't really love it.
What, just because Angelina and... broke up Brad's happy
marriage
that's with
not
Jennifer
it at
Aniston.
All.
Oh, I think it is.
No,
I think
it's
down.
Not.
I think deep down. That's why
not
you resent
it. I don't
this movie.
Care. Absolutely.
BS.
Do not care. But I don't know. I just. I mean, I saw it and I liked it, but I wouldn't say I really liked it. I really have no interest to watch it again.
Really?
Like, yeah, I just.
I thought it was funny and I liked the back and forth and kind of the playfulness of it and how they were always trying to one up each other, and then in the end,
it might be Angelina Jolie. I don't really care for her that much, and I never
because
have.
Because she broke up that
no,
marriage.
I've never really liked her that much. No. I mean, I don't know. There's just something about her that she's. I don't like people. I don't
she's
know.
She's humanitarian.
Yeah,
Kitty.
But people forget that she is nuts. She is crazy. She made out with her brother. She wore Billy
she
Bob's
young.
Blood around her
she
neck.
She was young.
No, I think it. What I feel like is that it's just an act sometimes. Like, she wants people to forget
all
that
movie
she's
stars,
a, she's
it's
a
an
crazy
act.
Bitch and that she, you know, that, oh, now I'm a humanitarian, which is great, but also I feel like it's just like
everyone,
she's just sweeping
people
that
can
under
change.
Because now she's with Brad Pitt. She has to be. Miss Perfection.
Right.
You know, she can't
people
be,
can change.
She, you know, I don't buy it.
Really? You can't
I
see
don't.
Past that?
No, I can't. Really? I think that's what it is about her. I mean, I think she's a great actress, and there are some roles.
Oh my gosh. Changeling? Did you see
I never did see that. No.
Oh, boy.
I mean, like, Girl Interrupted, she was great in that. In that movie Gia that she did about the model.
And Kung Fu Panda. That was so good in that one. And it was good.
I mean, I think she is a great actress, but yeah, sometimes I know there's something about this movie I just didn't care for.
No.
So maybe it's just me.
I like the fun of it. I think that's what I like. And plus, you know, we're talking about Valentine. It's like, well, everyone's relationship's not necessarily the same.
That's true.
And
that's
people
true.
At times want to kill each other. There's so many domestic calls out there. let's not go that far. I don't promote it. I'll say that. But I liked it. I thought it was fun. And obviously, they have been together since this movie, one way or another. That was 2005. So, there come... Wow.
Almost 10
They've
years.
Done a lot in 9 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
They have more than 9 kids.
I know, it's ridiculous. I think. So, I don't know, they have a herd of kids now, yeah, so.
They definitely have a pack.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So. Anyway, so I recommend it, but. So, I didn't like Notting Hill, you didn't like Mr. and Mrs.
There you go, I mean, hey. All right. It's all right. Difference of opinions. Right. Okay, final movie on my list is Emma, which is another Jane Austen film. This one has Gwyneth Paltrow in it, plays Emma. Another one of these movies I can't stop watching. I just watch it all the time, yeah. And again, that came out when I was, I want to say I was probably in middle school or high school when that came out. I can't remember. No, I was high school. Absolutely. But I think that's probably where I fell in love with it. But it's just a cute little movie, and it's funny, and it works out at the end. So again, it's just one of those movies I just really love. So I love Gwyneth Paltrow in this. I'm not always a fan of Gwyneth Paltrow. It depends on the film, but in this one especially, I like her a lot. So
yeah, some people really do not like her.
Absolutely.
Like really don't
really
like her.
Don't like her. Yes, absolutely. But she's been in a lot of films. There's a movie called Sliding Doors that she did in the 90s, which I really love too. So, again, one of those movies. So yeah, that's on my list. I watch it all the time. Like if I just really don't know what to watch, I'll just watch that. And I don't know what it is, but I think it's cute and fun. So
I never saw the movie, but I remember something with a bow and arrow.
Yes. There's a scene where they shoot bow and arrows. So there's it, and it's based on the Jane Austen novel Emma. So what it is she's trying to hook up her friend with this other guy, and the guy actually loves Emma, but then she then she falls in love with a different guy. All this good stuff. So it's a little bit, you know. She tries to play a matchmaker, and it kind of goes horribly wrong. So,
I see. Well, and that was one of her first movies.
Yeah, it was, right
as she was getting.
Yeah, one of her big films, I think.
Yeah.
I think that was even before Shakespeare in Love.
It was 2 years before Shakespeare in Love, which was. I loved her in Shakespeare
in Love. Yeah, I really did like her in Shakespeare in Love, too.
I mean, and, you know, she's tried some different roles. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Iron Man, Country Strong. Remember that one?
Yeah, I never saw that. I know.
What?
I didn't see it.
You're all country.
I know. I just never got around to seeing it.
Wow. Well, maybe that's what you should be watching.
I know. I should go watch it.
Singing and countryness and hotness. I can't remember who that guy is, but she was, she co-starred with it, but he was hot.
Yeah. No, I should see it, but I haven't, so.
You know what movie you should also watch?
What's that?
The last movie on my list. This is my bromance movie I was talking about earlier. Dumb and Dumber.
I don't know if this one would classify as a romantic comedy.
I said a bromance. I said a bromance.
But I mean, they have love interests in it, so you know, I
they
guess
do. Lauren Holly, from Pick. You were definitely not old enough to remember Picket Fences.
I remember Picket Fences.
It was one of my favorite TV shows.
I remember
shows.
Watching it.
Yeah,
I don't remember much about it, but I do remember the show. My parents watched it.
He was
just to clarify, he's not that much older than me, but it's enough to make fun of each other.
Right. 7 years is anyway, I love Dumb and Dumber. I'm so excited for the sequel.
I am excited for the sequel too.
Dumb and Dumber 2 with T.O.
I think it's gonna be really funny. I mean, Dumb and Dumber is a classic comedy. I mean, it's hilarious. So it'll be funny, I think. So
I expected the Rocky Mountains to be a little more rockier than this. That John Denver's full of shit. Oh, I love Dumb and Dumber. I can't wait. I really hope that that the sequel is funny. It doesn't have to be funny. It just needs to be funny.
I mean, what? It's been like 20 years?
20 when did years. This... You're such a...
I don't
it's
know.
20 years. Oh, it's 20 years.
It's 20. It's, it had to be
it's
20.
Exactly
it
20
had to be
years.
20 years. I was
hate you right now. Oh my gosh, now I really feel old. Thank you. Oh my, really 20 years.
I mean, it's been 20 years since the first one came out, so it'll be really interesting to see how this one's going to be, you know.
Right.
Obviously, Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey are much older.
Oh my gosh.
So
they are, but
yeah.
They tweeted a picture out from on set, and they look exactly the same.
Oh, I'm sure they do, yeah.
And I love how Jim Carrey's tooth is actually chipped. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, trivia for you.
Oh.
It was actually, he chipped it a long time ago, And so they were doing this movie. He's like, I want to take the chip out, because he had it filled, and they had it taken out just for this movie. So that is actually, it's not blacked out. It is actually his chipped tooth.
Yep. That's really chipped, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Hmm. Yeah. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Hmm. So, anyway, so it's a little Dumb and Dumber trivia for you. So, anyway, that ends my my list. So, yeah. That's my bromance.
It's a good choice. It's a good choice.
Lloyd and Harry deserve to be together.
Yes, they do. And they will be. They will be.
They definitely will be.
We'll see how the sequel goes. So.
Speaking of movies, I don't know if anyone got a chance to watch the Lego Movie this past weekend. It came out, and it just blew up.
Yeah, dominated the box office. It made like $60 million, I think. I haven't seen it, but I really want to see it.
Me too.
My sister took my niece and her husband to go see it, and she said it was really funny. She said I'd probably really enjoy it. It was cute and kind of funny, and she said the Batman character is really funny. Exactly. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Chris Pratt.
I know Chris Pratt does a voice. I mean, there's a lot of good actors in this film.
Elizabeth Banks, Will Ferrell.
I really want to see it. So hopefully we can go and see it.
Oh yeah, Morgan Freeman's in it too.
Yes. My sister was telling
Morgan Freeman is in a movie, just watch it.
Oh, I know. You have
don't
to
even
just,
ask questions.
Don't even ask. Just go watch it. Go see. Oh, Charlie Day's in it. Yeah. Okay.
And apparently there's a song in there. My niece and her husband, they went and watched it, and they're like, there's
Jake
a song
Johnson, Jonah Hill.
It is so catchy in this movie, you will be singing it after you leave.
Liam Neeson's in it.
So I think I'm going to go see that this week. And then, hey, let's go see it.
Yeah, I want to go. Can do a review definitely. We can go see it and give a review. I'm really excited to see it because it looks so cute. Yeah, there's a lot of big names in this. Definitely. Yeah. Very cool.
Right. Okay, well, hey, we gave you our list of movies we think maybe you should watch around Valentine's Day, kind of with a little bit of a romantic theme. Mm-hmm. So please let us know your movie. What one movie would you watch?
Yeah, tell us what your favorite romantic comedy movies are. You know, we would love to hear. So just, you know, tweet us at Twitter. We're a gal and a gay. On Facebook, we're a gal and gay too. You can tell us there. You know, or email us agalandagay@gmail.com. So please just let us know. We'd love to hear what you think. I love romantic comedies, so.
Well, what's the romantic comedy that's coming up that you want to see?
Winter's Tale. I don't think it's so much a romantic comedy. It's definitely
Not a rom-com.
Yeah, it's not a rom-com, definitely. It's a romantic, movie, but with Will Ferrell and the girl who played
Colin Farrell.
Oh, yeah. Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, you're thinking rom-com. That's obviously a Will Ferrell.
Well, I was looking at IMDb about the Lego Movie, and Will Ferrell's in it. That's where I'm sorry. Yes, Colin Farrell. Colin Farrell and the girl who played Sybil on Downton Abbey, isn't it?
Yeah.
It looks good. Like, it looks like one of these movies where I'll be crying and I'll be weeping and I really want to see it.
Well, you can see that one by yourself.
That's fine. I'll go see it by myself.
But we will see the Lego Movie together. Yes. We need to review it. So they're already planning on a sequel. So.
Oh, of course they are.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like that could probably be three or four movies.
Why hasn't a Lego Movie been made already?
I don't know.
Right?
You know? Yeah. I mean,
They have all kinds of different characters in this, from Batman.
My sister was telling me in this movie, it's like they make it look like kids are playing with the Legos. So it's like, it's just really funny because, you know, they'll move in funny ways, or like there's a scene with a ghost Lego and it's like attached to a string and it's like floating. So yeah, I was like, it just sounds so cute. So I'm really excited to see it.
The thing is, as adults going to see this movie, you have to figure out, when do I go see it? Do I go see it? Don't go in the afternoon.
Don't go during the day.
Probably later at night.
Yeah, go at night. Probably the latest showing, I would say. And go during the week if you can.
Right, because they're not going to take kids during the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, good idea. All right, well, I'll do that this week. So, all right, well, thanks. Again, give us your feedback. If you go and subscribe to us on iTunes, we really appreciate it. And also rate us and review us.
Yes, please.
Give us a five-star, hopefully. 4 or 5-star. And then review us. Give us a little bit of feedback, because that would be great. And I think they really like that at old iTunes.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. So I mean, we'd just really like to hear what you have to say about our podcast. You know, we're still new at this, so we could take some criticism, some comments. That'd be great. So
constructive criticism, always good.
Yeah, exactly. So thanks for listening, y'all. Y'all have a happy Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Even if you don't have a sweetie like I don't, but you know, whatever. Just take some of these movies, and have a nice night with some wine or something. So
yeah. Happy Valentine's Day.
Bye.